The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, May 12th. There's a first-of-its-kind meeting today between top Democrats and top Republicans, what they plan to talk about, and which GOP lawmaker could be kicked out of her leadership role for criticizing former President Trump. Also, the first major offshore wind farm in the nation gets the green light, where it's going up, and what it could mean for the future. Plus, free rides to get your vaccine. TikTok is testing a new tech-savvy way to apply for jobs. And Broadway is finally making a comeback, with tickets on sale today for a few fan favorites. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, for the first time since he took office, President Biden is meeting at the White House with the four top members of Congress. So we're talking about two Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, along with their Republican counterparts, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The White House spokesperson says Biden has two goals for this meeting. One, to help Americans trust government again, and two, to find common ground on some of the nation's most pressing issues. Officials say President Biden's economic proposals will likely take priority in these talks. Remember, there's the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan that includes new spending on child care, health care, education and family leave. There's also his $2.3 trillion infrastructure package. It includes new spending on roads, internet access, water systems and more. But to pay for them, the richest Americans and corporations would likely see tax increases. Already, some Republicans have said that would hurt the economy and that not everything included in these proposals is necessary. But Democrats disagree, saying they could be key to helping the economy recover. Either way, Biden will likely need at least some support from both sides of the aisle before his proposals would become law. And right now, at least, he seems optimistic. Aside from today's talks, Biden is also meeting with a group of Republican senators tomorrow to talk about compromises, and he's still hoping he can sign a bill into law as early as this summer. Stay tuned. The number three Republican in the U.S. House could lose her leadership role today. Congresswoman Liz Cheney's future is on the line. Members of her own party are set to vote on whether she'll be able to stay on as the GOP conference chair, or if another member should replace her. This is all about Cheney's criticism of former President Trump. She was one of 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump following the Capitol invasion on January 6th. And Cheney has been condemning the former president ever since. She says he incited the riot and has been spreading lies about the presidential election. Trump says that's not true and that the election was stolen from him, even though state election officials, the Justice Department and several courts have said there's no evidence of widespread fraud. Well, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he's had enough of this back and forth, so he wants to replace Cheney with someone who will be more unifying. Still, Representative Cheney says she's not going to be silenced. Ahead of the vote, she gave a speech on the House floor last night. She said everyone in Congress has a duty to prevent democracy from unraveling. Still, her party is expected to vote her out. The top two Republicans in the House want Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to replace Cheney. Unlike Cheney, Stefanik has been one of former President Trump's biggest allies. After that, it will be up to voters to decide what comes next for Cheney. She's up for re-election next year, and at least five Republicans have already filed paperwork to run against her. The man accused of killing eight people at three Atlanta-area spas is now formally charged with murder, and prosecutors say they're going to pursue hate crime charges as well. They now say the shooter targeted some of the victims specifically because they were of Asian descent. You might remember after the attacks happened back in March, the suspect told police it was not about race, that instead he claimed to be struggling with a sex addiction and wanted to eliminate temptation. Well, one of the prosecutors now says she's reviewed his statements and thinks hate crime charges are appropriate. Georgia actually has not had a hate crime law for very long. It just went into effect this past July. So this prosecutor is believed to be the first in the state to use it. She'll also be seeking the death penalty. So far, though, a trial date has not been set. fighting is escalating in the Middle East to a level not seen in the last 7 years. As of early this morning, reports say at least 35 Palestinians and 5 Israelis have been killed. Hundreds of Palestinians and about 100 Israelis have been reported hurt. Over the last 24 hours, Palestinian rockets rained down almost nonstop over parts of Israel. On the other side, the Israeli airstrikes have not been as numerous, but they've caused more damage. One of them brought down the largest residential building in Gaza. Another destroyed the central police headquarters there. This is all over ongoing religious tensions in the contested city of Jerusalem. And this violence is happening during the Muslim holiday of Ramadan, so religious sentiments are especially high. And things could still get worse. Both Israel's prime minister and Palestinian militants from the Hamas group have said more attacks are coming. But international diplomats are at least hoping to put an end to it. The AP says the United Nations Security Council has an emergency meeting scheduled for today to talk about the violence and a possible ceasefire. Construction could start soon on the first major offshore wind farm in the United States. The Biden administration gave the $3 billion project final approval this week. It calls for up to 84 wind turbines to go up in the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Together, they could generate enough electricity to power about 400,000 homes. It's all part of a government push to tackle climate change and create new jobs in the process. But not everyone is happy with this initiative. Commercial fishing groups, for example, worry the wind turbines will harm marine life. Also, some Republicans are skeptical of Biden's new job claims. They also worry how the president's focus on wind energy instead of new oil and gas leases could impact the workers in that industry. Still, the Biden administration is pushing forward. The Vineyard Wind Project is expected to be done in about 2 years, and a dozen others along the East Coast are now under federal review. The Interior Department says by the end of the decade, there could be about 2,000 turbines along the coast from Massachusetts to North Carolina. More news is just ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor, Framebridge. I really recommend using Framebridge for all your framing and gifting needs. I had such a great experience. I bought some digital photos for our new nursery, and then it was so easy to just upload them to Framebridge and see those exact photos in dozens of different frame styles. I still couldn't decide which frame, so I used their free service to work with a talented designer and get recommendations. I ultimately chose a frame that adds such a great pop of color to the room. And I loved that all three photos were delivered to my door beautifully framed and ready to hang. Or if you need help creating the gallery wall of your dreams, you can also work with the design team for that as well. Framebridge makes it easy to frame and hang physical pieces too, from paintings to recipes to even jewelry. So get started today. Frame your photos or send someone the perfect gift. Go to framebridge.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. That's framebridge.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Okay, now back to the news. It might soon be easier for a lot of people to get to their vaccine appointments. That's because Uber and Lyft are about to offer free rides to and from COVID-19 vaccination sites. The ride-sharing companies are partnering with the White House on this. Remember, the Biden administration has set a goal of getting at least 70% of American adults to have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine by the 4th of July. So far, the CDC says about 45% of American adults are fully vaccinated, while 59% have received at least one shot. Uber and Lyft are expected to launch the offer within the next 2 weeks, and then it will run through July 4th. But they're not the only companies partnering with the White House to promote vaccines. McDonald's is also encouraging customers to get vaccinated using coffee cups. McDonald's cups will soon include information about where to get the shot and ways to protect yourself from the coronavirus. McDonald's says the messaging will reach customers in 14,000 cities and towns across the United States when the new design rolls out in July. You may soon be able to apply for a job with just a short video of yourself. That's the plan over at TikTok. The video sharing app is testing a new service designed to help connect users with job recruiters. It will exist in a separate web page connected to the regular TikTok app. There, companies will be able to post openings. But instead of submitting a traditional resume, candidates would make their pitch with a video. TikTok says several big brands have expressed interest in getting involved. And this makes sense, since back in March, The Washington Post reported younger generations were increasingly using TikTok to find job and career-related advice. As of now, it's only being tested with a few companies, and no word yet on when it might launch on a wider scale. you have any old Barbie dolls or Matchbox cars taking up space in your house? If so, toy company Mattel is asking for them back. Mattel is launching a recycling program to give old toys new life called Mattel Playback. The idea is the company will use the materials from old toys to make new ones. And Mattel says any materials that cannot be recreated as toys will be converted to energy or used for other plastic products. Customers can print out a free shipping label on Mattel's website so they can send the toys back that way. Right now, Mattel is only accepting Barbie dolls, Matchbox, and Mega toys, but they plan to accept other brands in the future. Broadway is finally coming back, starting today. Tickets for some of the most successful shows in theater history go on sale once again. And that includes Hamilton, The Lion King, and Wicked. Cast members from all three of those fan favorites came together to make the announcement that they'll be live on stage starting September 14th. And that's also the date when Broadway theaters plan to reopen at full capacity. The Broadway show Chicago will premiere on September 14th as well, and other shows will welcome back audiences soon after. Of course, the theater industry and the thousands of people it employs has really struggled for more than a year now because of the pandemic. But it looks like that's about to change this fall. And that's it for the main news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. If there's anything stopping you from being and feeling like your best self, then why not give BetterHelp a try? You can talk to someone when and how you want, on your own time, at your own pace, and you choose whether you talk through text, chat, phone, or video. Of course, everything you share is confidential. There are counselors for everything you may need, including anxiety, family conflicts, grief, stress, and more. BetterHelp will assess your needs and then match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in less than 24 hours, all without any offices or waiting rooms. And it's easy and free to change counselors anytime to make sure you get the right fit for you. If you've ever thought of giving this a try, now is the time, because the Newsworthy listeners get 10% off your first month just by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. I want you to start living a happier life today. So get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Again, that's betterhelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So it turns out, even though hiring has not quite reached expectations, there are more jobs open than ever before in the U.S. The Labor Department says at the end of March, there were a record 8.1 million job openings. And new data shows the most growth is happening in industries like construction, manufacturing, arts, and hospitality. However, businesses say they're struggling to find people who are able and willing to take the roles. Economists say a few things are to blame. Some might still be worried about getting COVID-19. Others might not have adequate childcare. And then there are people who still want to take advantage of expanded jobless benefits while they last. That said, those problems will likely be temporary. The extra unemployment benefits are set to expire in early September, and most students are expected to go back to school in person in the fall, so that could solve the childcare issue. Well, thank you so much for listening today and following the show in your podcast app. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.